Jerry Weinstein has been in baseball for over 30 years, over 50 years. At the collegiate level, he was head coach at the University of Miami. He coached the Olympic team in 1992 and 96. This past spring was the manager for Team Israel in the World Baseball Classic. He's been a bench coach in the major leagues with the Colorado Rockies and is currently managing the Rockies AA team in Hartford. As we bring on Jerry Weinstein, Jerry, currently AA and AAA are using the 20-second pitch clock that the Major League Baseball wants to implement and make part of the game. How does it work? I mean, is there a clock on the board, and then sort of take us through?
Yeah, there are two boards, one on either side of on each dugout. So either a left-handed or a right-handed pitcher, it's right in their periphery. It's easy to see.
And then how does it get enforced, and how is it played, and does it change if there's nobody on base or if there are people on base?
No, it doesn't change. It doesn't change. It's 20 seconds and after, and I don't even know all the rules. All I know is it's not an issue, not a problem. Maybe we've had one or two balls called on pitchers and one maybe on hitters. They give you 10 seconds to get in the batter's box, and, you know, they give you a 10-second warning.
So, I mean, Jerry, when you're looking at it, do you think it has speeded up the game some? I mean, is this the first time you've played with it?
Yeah, I think probably it has. Yeah, no doubt. So compared to a big league game, how long they take in between pitches especially with runners on base, with the bench coach waits till the third base coach gives his signal, then the bench coach gives his anti-running sign, and then the catcher gives his signs. You know, probably for each hitter in a running situation, it adds another 5 to 6, 7 seconds onto the game for every pitch with a runner on base.
We're visiting with Jerry Weinstein. He is with the Colorado Rockies organization. He is the AA manager of the Hartford Yard Goats. I'm Bob Beeler. This is Idaho Sports Talk. And Jerry, did it take much for the guys to get used to? Is this the first time? Because it's AA and AAA, so you probably got a lot of new guys at AA. Did it take long for them to get used to it?
I would say for the pitchers, not long, because you know, every pitching coach and manager preaches quick tempo, get the ball, get your signal, and go. For the hitters that have a routine and are not used to not being able to step out of the box except when they swing, or there's a move, there's a pick to first base, or the pitcher steps off, or they get time, and the umpires are not very liberal about granting time to hitters. I think that it probably affects the hitters more than it does the pitchers, but after, it doesn't take long for them to get used to it.
Jerry, you've coached at all kinds of levels. You've coached at the collegiate level. You've coached at the big league level, everything in between. How do you think it would react with the guys in the big leagues? Is this something that they're going to try to embrace, or is it something that might be tough to implement?
Well, if the Players Association goes along with it, they won't have a choice, and they're the best at making adjustments, big league players, that is. And I don't know if they will embrace it, but they will adapt to it. They'll make it work. And most of them will have come up through the minor league system where they've had to deal with a 20-second clock.
Jerry, is there anything else out there that they're talking about that would make a bit of difference as far as speeding up the game, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think catcher's visits and putting time on, reducing the number of pitching coach manager visits to the mound. I think that will speed things up as well. I think the thing that right now, there's just so much specialization in our game and so many pitching changes, and, you know, that's what slows things down. And obviously the advertising, if they can find a way to moderate the advertising, maybe with a banner where they can cut the time down between innings, where it's not so long, that certainly would help a great deal.
And, Jerry, I'm sure the pitching changes are more prevalent at the big league level than at your level at AA, where maybe in the seventh or eighth inning you'll see lefty-righty-lefty come in. Do you think they'll ever try to change it to the number of pitchers you can use, or is that just going too far?
No, I think now you're getting into the actual mechanics of the game and how a manager manages and the specialization that we're seeing with pitchers and so on and so forth, and I don't think that'll ever go.
And what about raising or lowering or moving the strike zone? How much of an effect would that have? They're talking about making it maybe a little bigger, a little taller?
Well, I think that you know, if they change the strike zone that would favor the hitters any, that certainly is not going to speed up the game.
And then what about the new balls that they've talked about on the seams? Is there anything to that, or are they just different, or are we just seeing a different game?
Of course, we're using minor league balls. So we've got a major league rehab in here right now. Chad Bettis, I might ask him. I don't know, but I think that there are, I mean, there are guidelines on the ball, and they test them every year, and they have to meet the guidelines, and I don't think the guidelines have changed significantly. But again, I'm not there manufacturing the balls. I don't know exactly what's going on, but, we're seeing more home runs because guys are trying to get the ball in the air more. The analytics guys have shown that, you know, the slugging percentage is significant in terms of whether you win or lose ball games. And so, you know, you get what you emphasize, and, that's why, we're seeing more home runs, I think, and more strikeouts, you know, because, you know, guys get a little steeper plane and they're not on the pitch plane as long or as early. And I think that and they're swinging harder and adjusting less with two strikes, maybe. You know, I can't tell you what individual guys are doing. I just maybe in general, that's a possibility.
Jerry Weinstein visiting with us here on Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio, The Ticket. Maybe I'm an old baseball guy, a guy that likes old things, but I kind of miss hitting runs. I kind of miss bunting. I kind of thought in the All-Star game, maybe the National League should have bunted with Harrison, but you don't see that much anymore. It seems like the game has really changed over the last 10 years or so.
Yeah, I think that the data shows the probabilities of, you know, certainly it always gets down to individual players and the matchups and there's a lot of variables that come into the decision-making process. But in general, when you give up an out to advance 90 feet, it's generally a bad thing. And that's why you're seeing less bunting and less stolen bases and fewer hit and runs and things like that.
And finally, Jerry, as you're managing the AA, some of the guys that are here in Boise are going to feed up through the system and go in through Hartford. How do you think talent is across the world? You were part of the World Baseball Classic managing the Israeli team. Is talent as abundant now as it was in the past in baseball?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of good players out there. You know, not that there always haven't been. And certainly, you know, in the day when people had 26, 27 farm teams, you know, obviously the talent pool was larger and out of quantity comes quality. So maybe there were more better players just because of the mechanics of the system at that time. But, you know, with the new system now with, you know, AA, AAA and a couple short season teams and probably an academy in the Dominican or maybe even Venezuela. You know, I think the quality of the talent is very good based on the numbers that we're dealing with in today's game.
And again, that's Jerry Weinstein, AA manager of the Colorado Rockies affiliate.